It is the Rob Zicari Show. I am your wonderful host. I think I'm wonderful. Wouldn't you guys say that? I'm a wonderful host? All right. So, Benghazi report came out. And I'm sick of the Benghazi report. I am. I'm sick of the Benghazi report. Let me tell you why. Because no matter what is said in the Benghazi report, okay, no matter what is said, doesn't matter. There is no way in God's green earth that you are going to get anybody on any network besides Fox to say anything bad about Hillary Clinton or Obama directly. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? But we can go through the report. I got, you know, there's key things in the report. I mean, let's face it. It was just a giant failure on Obama's part, Hillary Clinton's part, the administration's part to identify terrorism. I mean, let's face it. If you really want to break it down, it was really just a precursor to where we are today. It's a precursor of where we are today. What was it, 2 years ago? Seems like this thing's been forever. It was longer. It was pre the campaign. It was pre the re-election, because that was the whole point of keeping it, you know, under wraps and saying it was just some flash craziness by, you know, a video. Somebody made a video. Someone made a video that got everybody nuts. I like to know, you know, I like to know what videos, like, how are they getting traffic for these videos? How do they get this traffic for these videos? Well, like, I've done crazy things on video, okay? I've done crazy things on my video. I've said crazy things. I talk about Muslims. I've made fun of Muhammad. I can't get the traffic. How did they get the traffic to bring a whole nation into a violent uprising? Some guy makes a video. We remember, that's what we were told. Some guy makes a video. The next thing you know, it's a violent uprising. The world is rocked. Who's pumping traffic for this guy? I want his traffic guy. Jeez. I need his traffic guy. I need the Chewbacca mom's traffic. if I wear a Chewbacca mask, will I get the traffic of the Chewbacca mom? Jeez. Man. Chewbacca mom. What's that about? Okay, anyways. Back to the Benghazi thing. So, this thing happened, and when you read the report, and you break down the findings, it really is a precursor to where we are now. just failure after failure identifying terrorist problems. Matter of fact, it said Stevens was actually there preparing. So it was like a house guest. He was preparing for Hillary Clinton to arrive a month later. So even though it was dangerous to be there, even though it was dangerous, he was still prepping for Hillary Clinton to be there. But I mean, again, it just shows you how weak this administration is when it comes to terrorism. Or, I should say, it just shows you where we are today because of their lack of identifying terrorism. I mean, imagine Orlando, the FBI, the administration. Because remember, when you talk about the FBI, you got to talk about the administration. They work for Obama. You know, people, when they talk about the failures of the FBI or the success of the FBI or the failures of the administration or the sex administration, whatever you're dealing with, they're all one and the same. Everybody answers. Everybody has to answer to the President of the United States. This isn't J. Edgar Hoover political. Everything is partisan. Everything's political. There is no 100 years ago or 80 years, whatever the hell the years are, a vice president completely opposite of the president. And don't do that. Don't do that anymore. The government's not run like that. So when you talk about the failures of the FBI or the success of the FBI or the failures of the administration, or the success of the administration, it all stems from the president. So if you look at Orlando, they had this guy under investigation 2-3 different times. They let him go. Nobody said, we should really put this one under mobster surveillance, okay? We need to hand him off to the Orlando police. We need to make sure the Orlando authorities keep an eye on him as if he was a child molester. Need to put him in one of them terrorist databases. So you could go online and go, oh, there's a terrorist living near me or a suspected terrorist. Gotta watch him. Like I said, we do it for child molesters. And you could say, Rob, but those are child molesters who've been convicted. Okay, yeah, they were convicted. They served their time. And now, for the rest of their life, they're on a list. So you just reverse it. Sure, this suspected terrorist hasn't committed a crime yet, but he's pretty close. He's pretty close. So he's going to be on a list forever. Big deal. It's not a big deal. Okay? It's not a big deal. If you do terroristy stuff, okay? If you do terroristy stuff, you're on a list forever. Listen, if you almost kill your girlfriend or almost kill your wife, okay? If you are doing, take OJ for example, how many times did OJ almost kill his wife? And everybody says, if they would have took OJ serious, they would have took domestic abuse serious, she wouldn't have been dead. It's the same thing. Same thing. Got to start treating terrorism and suspected terrorists, people that are leaning to terrorism, people that are leaning toward that darker side of Islam, need to start taking them seriously. So this administration didn't take it seriously years ago with Orlando. They didn't take Fort Hood seriously. Remember, people talk to Hasim or Madid or whatever the hell his name was. They talked to San Bernardino. No one took these people seriously. And now you could go back to Benghazi and the fact that nobody took what was going on in Libya seriously. I mean, no one sat there and went, this place is getting a little hot. Okay? This place is getting a little hot. Let's pull our people out. Okay? Let's pull our people out. It's too hot here. We didn't do that. We didn't do that. So that was just the precursor. Seriously, it really was. They couldn't, this administration and Hillary Clinton couldn't handle Libya. They couldn't handle a hot spot that, I mean, you just looked around and went, wow, this is a powder keg. This is really going to blow up. Don't know when, but it's definitely going to blow up. They didn't even identify it then. And look where we are today. So that's the biggest thing from this Benghazi report. That everybody just had their head in the clouds. That everybody had their head in the Obama clouds. Oh, there's no problems. Everything's awesome. Just like the whole ISIS JV team. ISIS, they're cutting people's heads off. They're going from town to town, just raping and pillaging and killing and slaughtering. And Obama's like, they're the JV team. They're nothing. We ain't nothing. What do you mean they're nothing? Doesn't seem like nothing. We didn't get this from Al-Qaeda. Yeah, Al-Qaeda struck 9/11, but pre-9/11, this wasn't happening. This wasn't happening. Just this everyday rampage. It's like every day. That's what we were getting with the ISIS crew when Obama's talking about JV team. Every day there's something. Every day there's a video. Every day there's a beheading. Every day you're hearing, oh, they took this town, this city. They took this. They did that. They got tanks and they got rocket launcher. They got all of our equipment. I mean, you know, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, they were like cave dwellers. So if anything, it just shows that this is a pattern. And it shows that this is what's going to happen if Hillary Clinton is the president. You think Hillary Clinton's going to be tough? What are you kidding me? She's already said, well, the economy, I'm going to have Bill handle it. She doesn't want to deal with anything tough. She's going to run around and deal with transgender bathrooms. That's what she's going to do. Anything tough, she's going to outsource it. The economy, she'll outsource it to the man. How's that? I'm going to be the first woman president, and I'm going to have my husband and other dudes do the hard stuff because I can't handle it. I'm going to deal with transgender bathrooms. I'm going to deal with I don't know, women's health care tampons. And you're probably going, Rob, that was over the top. No, she put out a tweet over the weekend, I think it was, talking about tampons. I kid you not. Mike how do you pronounce his name? Mike Cernovich. He's a big Twitter guy. He's got the Gorilla Mindset book. He's got a great Twitter feed. Very edgy. If you're into edgy things, go to Mike Cernovich's Twitter feed. It's at Cernovich, Cernovich. It's good stuff. But he put a tweet out from Hillary Clinton, where Hillary Clinton was talking about tampons, and then he retweeted it and said something funny about it, and I just couldn't stop laughing. I was in a restaurant, and I started laughing. People thought I was a nut job. But anyways, I digress. So that's what Hillary Clinton could do. Go talk about tampons and transgender bathrooms. Because we're going to get the same type of terrorist attacks. We are. We're going to get the same stuff. We really are. We're going to get the same stuff. Man, we might even get it worse. We might even get it worse because Hillary Clinton, in order to get elected, she needs the far left supporter. She needs the Bernie Sanders people supporter. She needs the Ben and Jerry's crowd. She needs the hippy dippy people. Okay? She needs the people that are like, we want free college, we want free cars, we want free clothes, we want just free stuff. She needs those people. And she can't get elected and then once she's in office tell all those people to go F themselves. Can't do it. She just can't do it. So she's going to have to embrace that nuttiness. She's going to have to embrace that Bernie Sanders nuttiness. So you think she's going to be tough on terrorism? You think all of a sudden she's going to be like, we're not going to admit the refugees. We're not going to admit. We're going to. Blah, 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 blah. She's not going to do that. She's just not. She cannot stray away from the Bernie Sanders crazies. She can't do it. She can't do it. So she's not going to be tough on terrorism. So you're going to have another Benghazi. I mean, I would hate to be anybody working in the State Department, ambassadors and hotspots or anything like that. Oh, it's going to be dreadful. Seriously, it's going to be dreadful. It's going to be dreadful. So let me break down just a couple of these points. Okay, let me break down a couple of these points. As always, our good friends at Breitbart News had broken down the juiciness of this report. Because, of course, CNN's not going to. ABC's not going to. I mean, come on. You've seen the hubbub that's going around on the poll from yesterday. I talked about it. I broke it down. I'm not a smart guy. I'm a putz on a podcast. I'm a putz. And I told you that that poll was funky. I told you the poll was funky. The poll was leaning way too heavy with Democrats. That Washington Post ABC poll. You got two news outlets that despise Trump. You got George Stephanopoulos and Jeff Bezos. Remember, Trump told Washington Post, go F yourselves. Told Robert Costa, that sloppy mess, that disgusting sloppy mess, go F yourself. And their polls, the one poll that's like, oh, Trump's down by 12 points. 70% of the people in the country are spooked by him. The poll is just, it's like, okay, yeah, sure. No other poll has that. Every other poll, it's like 5 points down, 4 points down, tied in Ohio, tied in Pennsylvania, or down by two in Pennsylvania. But the Washington Post ABC poll, it's like Trump dead on arrival. And I told you, it's funky. They basically got Democrat. I mean, it was just, and yesterday, that's all they talked about. Yesterday night, that's all they talked about. And this morning, if you go to all these different websites or Newt Gingrich, everybody's talking about how that poll was skewed. It was a messed up, effed up poll. Thank you. And I'm just a putz over here. Let me get back to the points. Now, there's a lot of points here. Well, let's just run through it real quick. One point from the published list. Okay. Despite Obama and Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta's clear orders to deploy military assets, nothing was sent to Benghazi. Nothing was en route to Libya at the time the last two Americans were killed almost 8 hours after the attacks began. And if you watch that movie, 21 days or 21 hours or 18 hours or 10 hours, the Benghazi movie, whatever the movie, the one Republican-esque movie, the one Republican-esque movie. And what I mean by that is it was something that went against the liberal narrative, the liberal talking points, and it was buried. It was buried. No, it wasn't celebrated. It wasn't Independence Day. It wasn't Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean, whatever the hell that movie is. It wasn't Finding Nemo. It wasn't Lilo and whatever. I don't know. But watch that movie. And when you hear Democrat, oh, that's not accurate. Really? So the guy, the Navy SEAL, the guys that put that together, their recollection of the fire, that's, they lied? The Democrats get away with calling out military men, Secret Service men. They get away with calling, it's amazing. They get away with calling all of these people liars. They do. Just like they get away with calling the Secret Service agent that has the new book out about his life with the Clintons and just how skeevy and scummy they are. And the Clinton campaign goes, he's a liar. And of course, CNN's not going to cover it. ABC's not going to cover it. MSNBC's not going to. They're not going to cover it. David Brock and Correct the Record's not going to correct the record because they're, what are they going to say? Yeah, the Clintons are skeevy. Yeah, Bill Clinton organismed on everything. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I digress. I'm sorry. With the ambassador Stevens missing, the White House convened a roughly two-hour meeting at 7:30 p.m., which resulted in action items focused on YouTube videos and others containing the phrases, if any deployment is made, then Libya must agree to deployment, and we will not deploy until orders come to go either Tripoli or Benghazi. Blah, blah, blah. See, again, it's a lot of smoke, but there's no fire. You know, the only fire is this administration and Hillary Clinton's utter naivete on terrorism. I mean, that's really what it is. And I'll tell you, if I have a choice between the Obama and Hillary Clinton naivete on terrorism, and they're, ooh, I don't know if we should do that. Ooh, I don't want to offend people here. Ooh, I don't want to do... I would take the Bush-Cheney doctrine of waterboarding and giving hummus enemas to anybody that smelled like a terrorist over the Obama-Hillary. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Let's just free all these prisoners from Gitmo. Yeah, okay. And we haven't even gotten to that. We haven't even addressed that on this show. I didn't see it on C. I didn't see it anywhere. And that was releasing the Bin Laden driver. I mean, this Obama, he's just releasing everybody. But I digress. I don't want to do that. So I would take the Bush-Cheney doctrine over this Obama-Hillary doctrine any day. You know, I'd rather be over-aggressive and step on the rights of some terrorists. Seriously. Remember, that's the liberals talking point. You can't, these people, you can't violate their rights. They got to, you can't just put them in jail. You can't just do, they got to have the. F them. I'll trample them. I'll step on them. I'll be there with the tube feeding them hummus in their. Remember that? We talked about that when it happened. What a great report that was. What a great report that was. What a great report. They refuse to eat. We got to keep them alive. So we rectally feed them hummus. That's great. That's great. That's great. I think it's great. I mean, not that I want to do that. Maybe I do. Maybe I do. But not in a gay way. Okay? More like an aggressive, they're a terrorist, I'm just force-feeding them hummus in their rectum. Now, if I was caressing them, if I was doing anything like that, then it's gay. But if I'm aggressive, anger, I just got... I've digressed. I know. I've digressed into this. Okay. Stop. Definitely not going to be. That's definitely not going to be a hit on terrestrial radio. The switchboard's lighting up right now. We lit the switchboard up last week with some really edgy wrong stuff, and now we're talking about rectally feeding people hummus and enjoying it and being aggressive with it. Not good. Not good. You got to admit, though. I mean, I'm not talking about the guy with the tube. Like, oh, I'll be the one that's inserting the tube. But, like, making the concoction and you're just filling the tube up. You know what I mean? That's kind of cool. It's like, hey, what are you doing, Rob? I'm going to put some hummus. I'm going to put some cayenne pepper. I'm gonna put some berries. And then you know what I'm going to do? And I'm going to tell them later, just to F with them, I'm going to put some bacon in there. I'm going to put some bacon. So when it's in there, I'm going to look at him in the eyes and go, hey, buddy, guess what's in you besides hummus, bacon, pork, swine, and just watch the dude just loot. I mean, that's kind of cool. All right, I know. We're way over the top. Okay, let me get back to it's just, oh, God. They'd be hitting dump button. All right. The vice chairman of the Chief Joint Staff typically would have participated in the White House meetings, but he did not attend because he went home to host a dinner party for foreign dignitaries. Oh, that's page 107. So this whole report is broken down on Breitbart, and I'm reading the little clips here. The vice chairman, chief, he was home. The fleet, the anti-terrorism security team, sat on a plane in Rota, Spain for 3 hours and changed in and out of their uniforms 4 times. Let's see. The Libyan forces that evacuated Americans from the CIA annex to the Benghazi airport were not affiliated with any of the militias, the CIA, or the State Department had developed a relationship with during the prior 18 months. Instead, it was comprised of former Gaddafi loyalists who the U.S. had helped remove from power during the Libyan Revolution. See what I'm saying? It's just a lot of it's a lot of smoke. The whole thing is fire. You know, like just everything that happened. Everything that happened is fire. You know, this is just all, it's just. Part two. 5 of the 10 action items from the 7:30 p.m. White House meeting referenced the video, but no direct link or solid evidence existed connecting the attacks in Benghazi and video at the time the meeting took place. You know, again, this just foreshadows where we are today. Rather, it's Fort Hood and workplace violence. San Bernardino, which started as workplace violence. Orlando, the gay, repressed homosexuality. It was repressed homosexuality, and so in turn it was a revenge, homosexual killing and so forth and so on. Jump back to Libya, and you have a terrorist attack. You have savage animals in Libya. Savage animals attacking and killing our ambassador and the other people with him. And this administration starts talking about a YouTube video. So there you go. There you go. A YouTube video. Jump forward to present time. Workplace violence. Gay bashing. Another workplace violence. Hell, UC Merced, the stabbings. That was disgruntled student. So it's a pattern. It's a pattern. It's a pattern. And of course, we as Americans voted Obama a second term. That's what we did. Maybe everybody that's listening to my show didn't, but there's got to be one or two people that did. Minutes before the president, well, here, let me keep going. After the video, the morning after the attacks, the National Security Council deputy spokesperson sent an email to nearby 24 people from the White House Defense Department, blah, 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 to ensure they're all in sync on messaging for the rest of the day. Ben Rhodes will host a conference call with the USG Communications on the chain of blah, 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 blah. Remember, Ben Rhodes, you guys, again, we're foreshadowing. He's the one that did the report, or I should say the interview, that said, hey, the Iran nuclear deal, I worked everybody. I worked the press. I suckered them. I bamboozled them. I fed them feces. That's what I did. I fed them feces. They ate it. They devoured it. They loved it. So again, Benghazi, who's in control of the force feeding of the crap that everybody is taking and liking? Ben Rhodes. Guy's a master. Guy's a master. Guy's a master. Guy's a master. And the narrative was inflammatory videos. Like I said, I could go online right now. I can go online right now and pull up for you a whole bunch of videos of women in Muslim garb doing dirty sex acts, really dirty sex acts, some of them desecrating the Quran, and that hasn't gotten anybody killed and hasn't created an uprising. According to Susan Rice, both Ben Rhodes and David Plouffe prepared her for her appearance on Sunday morning talk shows following attacks. Nobody from the FBI, Department of Defense, or CIA participated in her prep call. While Rhodes testified, Plouffe would normally appear on the Sunday show prep calls. Rice testified she did not recall Plouffe being on prior calls and did not understand why he was on the call in this instance. So you see, Ben Rhodes, that whole crew is setting up this video BS. On the Sunday show, Susan Rice stated the FBI had already begun looking at all sorts of evidence. The FBI has led in the evidence gave, but on Monday, the Deputy Director, Office of Immigrant Affairs, sent an email stating McDonald apparently told the blah, 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 the group today that everyone was required to shut their pie holes about the Benghazi attack in the light of the FBI gave. She had to blah, blah, blah. Okay. Okay, after Susan Rice's show appearance, Jake Sullivan assured the Secretary of State that Rice wasn't asked about whether we had any intel, but she did make clear our view that this started spontaneously and then evolved. So, again, CNN and MSNBC and Daily Beast and BuzzFeed and all your typical BS outlets, your liberal outlets, they're not going to talk about this. This isn't going to be something that they're going to break down. It's just not going to happen. Just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And as you see, where we are today was set in motion back with Benghazi. That's all. I mean, that's really all this breakdown is. You know, emails indicating senior State Department officials, including Cheryl Mills, Jake Sullivan, Huma Abedin, were preparing for a trip by the Secretary of State to Libya in October. According to the testimony, Chris Stevens wanted to have a deliverable for the secretary of her trip to Libya, that and that deliverable would be making the mission in Benghazi a permanent consulate. August 2012, roughly a month before the Benghazi attack, security on the grounds worsened this significantly. Ambassador Stevens initially planned to travel to Benghazi in early August, but canceled the trip primarily for Ramadan, security reasons. Former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta bluntly told the committee an intelligence failure occurred with respect to Benghazi. Former CIA Deputy Director Michael Morrow also acknowledged multiple times an intelligence failure did, in fact, occur prior to the Benghazi attacks. The report also slams Obama administration for intentional failure to cooperate with this and other congressional investigations. So, there you see. There you see. It's just the same old, same old. There's your Benghazi report. There's your Benghazi report. Is there this smoking gun that says Hillary Clinton was at fault? It's all her fault. No. Was there a smoking gun that said Barack Hussein Obama? It was his fault. No. Did it say that the administration from top to bottom was at fault? Yes. 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 100%. This report said from Obama to Hillary Clinton to Huma Abedin to Ben Rhodes to Pluff to everybody involved, Leon Panetta, every single one of them were asleep at the wheel. That's what it said. Every single one of them were asleep at the wheel. And looking at what is going on in that region today, looking at what is going on in our country today, this is not a leap. This is not something that should be taken lightly, in the sense that back in Benghazi years ago, attitude by this administration, by Hillary Clinton, was a laissez-faire. It was a nonchalant. It was a whatever. It was a JV team attitude. We're college. We're college. We're playing the JV squad. And where we are today is a result of that attitude in Libya. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And if you don't see that, if you don't feel that, if you don't hear that, then you're a dum-dum. How's that? You're a dum-dum. That's all I can say. You're Breonna Keeler. You're a mess. That's what you are. You're a mess. You're a combination of Breonna Keeler and Robert Costa had a kid. It'd be a garbage pail kid, okay? Be a garbage pail kid. This sloppy, disgusting, vile little baby. Full of chicken pox and boogers all over their face. That's what you are if you don't see this for what it is. And if Hillary Clinton is president, this is what you got to look forward to. And if her failure back then isn't an indication of what we're going to have if she's the president, if you don't see that, again, you are the product of a Breonna Keeler and Robert Costa love affair. You're a garbage pail